Welcome, you fine folk. You're about to listen to one of the most dynamic recordings ever. We're a Connecticut-based podcast that will never ask for a Patreon. That's not what this is about. This is about recording, creativity, and imagination run loose in the time when those things are needed. Welcome to Dungenetics. In our previous episode of Dungenetics, Scaled Company, now the agents of Endurin, have received a report from their friend, a blue dragon, believe it or not, who is in deep, deep trouble, and quickly survey a map and discover an interesting waterway that leads directly from their current location to Timberton. Why not boat travel? Why not? We've never done it before. And surely, our team of engineers and water experts didn't use the other word. Give them no folly or fail. So listen up in this episode of Dungenetics. Thank you.
What? We're going to hop a boat.
Take a boat.
We're on a boat?
To Timberton.
We're going
to
set up.
I'm going to
But yeah, I'm
on board. We're taking a boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking a boat.
Never believed we'd be here.
We're on a boat, Brian.
Woohoo!
We're on a boat.
We're boat people.
Yeah, I'm like, why don't you just...
There's a boat show going on this weekend at the weekend itself, so it makes sense.
We're on a boat.
Exactly. We are on a boat.
It's usually the time if
before we head out...
Go in the other one, it's like, oh, no, there's people here. Don't do that.
What provisions do we need to travel on a raft or a boat with?
Yes.
Grub.
Do we need anchor to stop? Do
Cold
we need...
Fish.
I'm assuming if we're going on an actual boat, right? Like, make it.
Bows and arrows to attack things that are attacking us.
start wintering the wood.
I think the town would have a boat. I think we don't need to worry about an anchor.
I'm going to switch out Thunderwave for good bearing.
So you guys head in the keelboat.
I like the Rogar to be the oarsman.
Alright.
He's the biggest, strongest guy we have. You probably get there in like an hour.
Wow, it's actually Dragon.
Oh, there you go. Drago, we have a use for you.
He's Feywild.
He made a pact with some hags to become the strongest in the group. Remember, you were there.
Yeah, get to work.
Why, what do you mean to do?
You're rowing the boat.
You're rowing the boat.
He's actually taller than me, too.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm 6'7", you're what, 6'10", or something?
Yeah, get out of hag strength.
Yeah, get out of hag strength.
Or am I 6'10"? Maybe I'm 6'10".
Every time you guys bring up something I did. From now on, I'm going to remind you
6'8".
Of your own stupid decision.
6'8".
I mean, I'm
literally as tall as a door.
Huh?
You made some dumb decisions yourself.
So. Oh, not to that
point. Were you not where we just were?
Yeah, so if I walk in the room,
closed down,
I'd be as tall as that door.
Where we just were what?
Burning all the blazes down?
I don't think that was a dumb decision. We got a thieves guild out of it.
With 12 people in it.
Yeah. Still got thieves guild.
We got a church.
It's a new revenue stream. You know,
it's true.
I guess. Who knows? It could be a good thing to hack. Like.
I mean,
who's to say?
Oh, yeah, because there's all those benevolent hags out there.
All right, so you guys head. You're on the boat.
Where will we be in 130 days?
One day, you pretty much are, after the first day, you're pretty much
dead after this, isn't it?
Out of Suffolk. At this point, the river deviates from the tradeway, which is the road that most of the traffic, and it goes into the Timberfell Woods.
Just remember the wave to everybody that we could go past. That's a boat thing.
Yeah,
it's courtesy.
So you guys head through. You see that the boat captain is a little nervous about going into into the Timberfell. Because most of his travels are pretty much from the lake outside of Kashmir, and he normally ends his route at Calais.
I kindly tell him that. Don't worry. We got it.
Because the Timberfell Woods is pretty much run and occupied by the Dusthorn Orcs. So you guys head in. You're in for probably a good 7, 8, 9 hours. Everyone's starting to relax a little more.
Oh, I don't. I never relax.
You're in tens and tens cities.
Then it, all of a sudden, we'll hit something.
We hit a body. Dang.
Where are we?
Just in the middle of the road.
Go check that out.
Check it out. What?
Drago, go check that out.
No, I'm rowing.
You gonna like just like swim underneath the boat? Yeah. Like, oh, boat.
I'm dragon.
I'm rowing. Yeah, someone,
the two strong guys are rowing.
Yeah. You go check it out, buddy.
Duffin, turn into a fish and go check that out.
Somebody's got an extra staff.
I don't think you can do aquatic yet, can you?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, nice.
Wait, Ski.
See?
I got you.
Are you a shark?
Yes, I'm a hunter shark.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, you got it.
That is a big fucking shark. Nothing. All right, the rest of you guys can go put yourself on the boat.
Get on the boat.
I'm on a boat.
Since I'm in the water.
I'm going fast, man.
This one's not here.
We should be right at the end.
I'm scanning the banks. Looking for possible threats.
I don't want to get pulled into the water.
Well, you guys are like in the middle, right? Because you're rowing.
Me and Alice are rowing. Don't worry. If you fall in, I'll use my oversized mouth to get you.
Big
I might end up tasting
it's a big
you
boat
back
for two
it.
People to be rowing. But,
yeah, well, you know.
Well, it's not entirely a rowboat.
It's like more like a gondolier.
Like yeah. It's like a really, really small, flat-bottom sailboat.
Okay.
Mm. All right.
Flat-bottom girls.
Flat-bottom boats.
It's literally meant to only transport 7 people, so.
Flat-bottom boats make their river.
Riding 7 people, so.
Nice.
Hey, where's the thing that we hit in the front?
By the captain or by Ski?
So, do I have to roll a spot check or something?
Was this the
since
captain?
I'm getting ready.
Mm.
It's like someone
so where are you dropping into the water?
Roll, literally.
Near where whatever we hit.
That'd be in the front.
Yeah, so.
That's the front up there.
Yeah. Oh, this is the front?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. No, that's the front.
Oh, the front's up there. Which side's up here?
Ricky's in the back with the pilot wheel.
Okay.
Alright, which one's
Ricky, don't lose my number.
He's got it.
I'll find
which
anyway.
Which one's star side?
Find you.
Huh?
Which one's star side? Which one's seaboard?
Don't give up. Oh, Ricky.
Huh?
Don't lose my
size
number.
Of the boat.
I don't know the nautical terminology.
My dad would. He was in
starboard
the
port.
Yeah.
Port. Yeah. I think port's right. Starboard's left, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah. Aft's the back.
Yeah, and bow's
stern
the front.
Howard Stern's in the front.
Yeah. The bow is the
right,
bow.
My friend.
Front. Business yeah. in the front. My party in the back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hard to port it.
Left?
Left.
Yeah. Alright, you, my friend.
Oh, I'm gonna take damage.
10 points of damage.
Ooh.
You drop down right where you hit it, and you see a giant undead creature.
Oh.
Just with one hand holding the bow of the ship. And he swings a spear right into you as you submerge.
Oh, God, that sucks.
They need a bigger boat.
Wielded a spear?
I think we need a bigger boat.
So how much damage did I take?
10.
10.
All right, so...
You have 8 points.
Right. I'm at 59.
No, you didn't... Well, yeah, if you want to add all the other...
Well... I can help.
So
out
do I get a chance to attack this thing, or?
Because we don't use it before it's back.
Jump down into its
It's threat range, so it got an attack of opportunity, right?
Yeah, and now we're in
combat.
Combat.
So what does it look like?
Well, Huckle's in combat. We don't know what's going on.
Undead.
Well, yeah, a giant undead creature holding the boat.
We don't see
it. Oh, it's like a giant.
Oh, look at that. He's actually holding the boat, too.
Nice. Hmm? It's a plant.
It's, yeah.
Did you look up giant undead monster holding boat when you searched it?
Basically.
Nice.
All I got was a picture of Epstein, so I don't know what to tell you.
Why? He had planes.
He had boats.
He had an island.
That doesn't mean he had a boat set.
Well, he got there somehow.
A plane.
He had an airstrip. Had
what about all the people who didn't want to go there? Did they take a plane too?
Probably. Oh my god, what is going on? Why are we going down this road? Or should I say, river?
Or plane.
Oh no.
It's only an ambush.
Well, alright, so the good news is I have all kinds of tricks with the undead.
Woohoo! Good news is
the bad news is they're in the fucking water, so all my tricks only work when it's melee.
What the fuck?
They're all walking across the bottom of the lake, coming towards the side of the ship.
Like we just decided to take a boat.
How do you
have all these? We're gonna hunt them in the woods.
It's either gonna happen in the
lake. No, this is different encounters depending on where you went.
Yeah,
they were gonna happen no matter what.
This is a different encounter than the one you were going to have.
We're gonna try to talk our way out of this.
Here we go.
Yeah, good luck with that.
If we got into Epstein's plane,
I got a critical of my diplomacy.
Was this like one that you're in that you were like, wow, okay, so do this
brain stuff.
I was not expecting.
Go back to being quiet.
Alright, well.
Dude, all the Stephen Hawking stuff, like,
I like what
I've been like cracking me up to, like
chinks and gems.
Videos like Stephen Hawking going to the island.
All right,
take some dude underwater. And
that is time for you guys to roll your initiative.
So
Rogar goes
with the numbers because he ended up getting a 6 because he gets the 1 point for rolling the tie off. So that's probably 1 point. So that way we keep track better.
Gotcha.
Did I notice the blood?
Yeah. It was a sizable amount of damage that as soon as the dwarf jumped in the water and turned into a shark. Landed in the water, and then there was a plume of blood where he swished into the water.
We're going to bless people at the beginning of this turn.
Oh, I did, yeah.
I blessed Druid, myself, and
Dragon. I wasn't able to bless me. I'm the only guy that can revive you guys.
Yeah.
It's fine. You don't have to.
Well, I'm usually
thinking...
Doesn't
seem to happen for me either, though. So.
But, so I just yell out. Zombies!
Well, give me a perception.
Zombies!
You can see the hand waving on the boat.
Zombies!
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Go 18.
It's natural 18.
Okay, you do see, because it's dusk, the water isn't super deep, but it isn't like, it's pretty, because it's not a fast flowing river. There is some growth in it, so. You can see the shadows moving along the bottom, going towards the bottom of your ship. And now it's the shark's turn.
Okay,
Point his dick off.
Okay, so I'm guessing I'm in the threat area of the big guy since he got an attack of opportunity, which means I can't back away from him to attack one of the littler ones.
But he has already used
his Okay, so I can still do that.
Yeah, so he can't attack you again.
All right, so then... Where did it take off? I am going to...
Num, num, num.
Here, and attack this one.
All right, roll it.
Use his face.
Right off his head.
So 12 plus 6.
That hits.
Alright, and the Hunter Shark has a bite attack that is 2d8 plus 8. Okay. Six. So that's 8, and then plus
16.
2d8 plus 4. So
8.
12. 10?
12. Yeah.
12.
6 plus 4?
No.
Or 8 plus 4? 4 is 12. Alright, 12.
Yeah.
So
So I do 12 points of damage to it.
Alright, you have bloodied that creature.
So, as a hunter shark, anytime I attack something that doesn't have full hit points, I gain advantage.
Yep.
So, just to let you guys know, I can finish stuff off.
Thanks.
That's what she said.
We can heal you from the
yeah.
The
bubbles that gurgle up from the water tell you all you need to know.
The bubbles with, like, words.
Yeah.
One for each word.
Yeah.
I'm going to use...
Trucks.
Jesus. It's not my fault.
The one that Hutzel attacked, I will use Tasha's Mind Whip on.
Wait, can you see him?
I see the tussle in the water.
Are they underwater
or on top of the water? That's good.
No,
they're underwater.
They're walking on the bottom. They don't need to breathe. They're just walking.
So we cannot
they climb
see
up
them.
The side of your boat.
If you look down into the water, probably.
Is that like a psionic thing? Because I don't think they'd be affected by anything.
So it's intelligence check. They have to do.
Yeah, they're intelligent.
Oh, okay. Well, I just figured it was...
But you need to see them.
But you
need to
actually know that he's there.
Right.
Do we recognize any of them as his old character?
Yeah!
So as the bubbles come up, we're like, who the fuck is he talking about?
Well, because we tell that he's attacking something.
I'll give you give me a perception check with advantage, since he's already pointed out that there are things down there.
I got a 17.
Okay. So right now, Wolfsbane has found them. Sir Rogar has found them. And obviously, Duffin has found them. Alright. For Mind Whip, it is a saving throw.
Yep.
And you're doing it on the one he's trying to finish off?
Correct. But I assume that's the only one I can see it readily.
You know it's there because of the bubbles.
Yeah, because of the fishes there, so I kind of see that there's something going on there. There's something there that's attacking.
Probably see it.
Did you ever blow bubbles in here
by that point?
Yes.
Well, he's back in town. What's your number?
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Roll 3d6.
I'm excited that he's back in town.
I got through that therapy session.
I've heard that before. I fell for it. I knew
that
you were
going to say 9.
Okay. It is still lingering.
18. That looks
actually
pretty good. Boom, boom, boom. He climbs up the side.
Ow.
20.
Oh,
he makes his climb check.
Oh, goddamn. He's a rolling machine, that guy.
This guy is just sitting at the bottom trying to climb up the side of the boat. Oh. Well, it's better than these are not attacks.
Yeah. I want that dice, John.
This is the one that came with my.
Yeah. Well, that guy stumbled.
Oh, Jeremy's fucked.
No, that one got him.
Is a big bad that big, or is he bigger than that? For some reason.
Oh, he's that big.
I pictured something bigger grabbing the boat, but yeah, he's probably that big.
It's not a very big boat.
No, that's true.
It's a very shallow river.
Yeah. With a big shark.
That shark is pretty aggressively sized for how big that shark is. That's more like a great white shark, but he's more along the lines of like a tiger or something.
Yeah.
No, I know.
No,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, you are.
You hear
totally are.
A huge cracking. And it's like... The front of the ship takes a serious blow.
Is it the big guy coming
up? We are not getting our deposit back.
Sorry.
It's not coming out of our funds.
Sorry. Drago.
Can we see this guy?
No. He's still underwater.
But these guys are right here?
You could attack the guy that's directly in front of you.
No, the two guys are on the boat, so now we don't try to perceive them.
I'm going to
cast...
Well, you
get advantage.
The armor of... Agassiz? Is it Agassiz?
Yep.
Agassiz Christie.
Just so everybody knows, a protective magical force surrounds me, manifesting as a...
I know, I did the same thing last
first. It's a frost that covers me, my gear. I gain 5 temporary hit points for the duration for an hour.
And anyone that hits you while you have the temporary hit points takes that damage.
Right.
I include him into this after the last thing. Well, when he had nothing and he almost died twice.
I mean, I know.
You don't want to put this on you.
I know.
We get into a skirmish next time.
Yeah.
I mean, this casting.
Yeah, that is your action,
Brian.
Yeah, just run towards it.
All right,
Oaks.
Do it.
Just unleash the
little gun shy after the last.
Well, they're all in the boat now, so you can get them.
All right, so I hit number 7 with the old mace.
Okay.
The old mace.
They're gonna use like one of your fancy.
Oof!
Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
Three.
He threw the mace into the water.
That's plus 6.
That is a 9. That is not enough.
Oh, well, were you one of the ones that was blessed?
Nope. I wasn't. It would have been great if I was, though.
No, it's you.
Two dragonborn and the shark.
Gotcha. All right. Never mind.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, you didn't do one of your shows.
Like, honestly.
Oh, what?
If you used guardians, you would literally hit everything on the boat.
I got some stuff I want to try out.
And spirit weapon.
Yeah, you have that spirit weapon as well.
I got some stuff I want to try out, guys.
Yeah. Just trying out things. It's a good idea.
I have to hit him with a melee attack in order to do it.
But. Yeah, why not? Let's wait until then. What?
What?
He climbs up.
What the fuck?
Who's this guy?
Eddie.
He appears different than the other creatures.
Big Eddie.
Like, the other ones look lifeless, like their bodies are just like being puppeted by necrotic energy. He seems like he is suffused with energy, and there are pinpoints of like bluish black light in his eye sockets.
Can we see the shoreline?
Don't forget too, where we are. Since you're a cleric, you can also turn
the line. Just checking.
I'm trying to do it, dude.
Good job.
Soroga? I can also go do beyond that.
Is that within?
Are you guys good back there?
Is that within 90 feet of where we are?
Anything.
Well, I think
the three of those guys.
Channel divinity to increase its effect.
Yeah,
right, sorry. Right. I misty stepped to the bad guy.
Actually, might not be bad there.
So, Rogar the Torn doing?
Yeah, I have an idea.
Never ends up well.
Well, you're a paladin. Can you turn undead?
Ricky.
Not yet.
It looks like he's gonna like drop a deuce right in front of the wheel.
Yes.
He's like, I knew I didn't want to go in the forest.
Ricky! Don't lose my number. You'll be fine.
I'm just looking up a spell.
Don't whine anyway.
This whole person take bonus action?
No. Most spells are not a bonus action.
There are some spells that are reactive.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a gathering or event coming up that you wanted to be extra special for those in attendance? Do you love entertaining family and friends, but you just can't stand the fuss of getting a meat and cheese tray together? Well, let me tell you. Front Porch Charcuterie. That's right. Front Porch Charcuterie. A wonderful Connecticut-based artisanal mastery will make your event something special. I'm not gonna lie to you. Took a look at some of these bad boys on their website at frontporchcharcuterie.com, and I was very impressed. I'm taking a look at their medium round board for around 4 to 6 people. Oh my gosh, these little salami roses with the. Is that? Oh my gosh, that jellied fig. It's a beautiful 10.5-inch round tray filled with delicious cheeses, which are in season. Even though it's just a JPEG, I can smell the sweet rosemary. This one, it's got savory meats, fruits, nuts, berries, honey, and chocolate. Oh my gosh. Remember, for sensitive allergies, let us know. That's Front Porch Charcuterie. Ready for all your party and special event needs. Thank you.
Hello. Dungenetics is a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. This is what we sound like.
14. You rolled a 20. Your toes, you had
another. You almost got him.
See, he got a 20.
He made a saving throw.
He got a 20.
I hate Dungeons & Dragons. Albert, make a death save.
Well, hold on a second.
You never thought you'd hear about it.
You can trust us. We're professionals. You can also find us in all things Dungenetics. That's all things. Facebook, Instagram, and even gmail.com. Have a wonderful adventure.
I mean, it hurt, but not too much. Walk it off.
Back to the bingo hall.
I think I can walk it off.
You ever have a Frito bag with chili inside of it? Oh, man.
A walking taco.
It's called the Kansas City Shuffle.
What is going on? What the fuck are you talking about?
I am not quite sure what the hell is going on over there.
Who
was
he
smoking before you got here? Jeez.
I'm a bear.
What?
Good stuff.
I'm a bear.
Kerr, I'm a bear. Actually,
well, good thing you did it now because that thing looked badass.
Okay. What was it?
Nothing. It was a white.
Yeah. So, which of these two guys are bloodied?
The guy in front of you.
This one?
Yep.
All right.
I was going to vortex walk him to the shore.
Well, I'm going to try and see if I can finish him off, because now that he's bloodied, I can attack with advantage.
Thank you. Well, I got to get up there first.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow. 10.
2 5s.
Plus what?
Plus 6.
11.
Okay.
It's a zombie. It's not like a
all right, fair enough.
And I'm moving
back. So 2d8 plus 4.
2 5.
It's not a rocket ship or anything.
Well, I still have the bless too. I can use if I need to.
Within an hour.
So 8, 9, 10, 11.
11 damage.
Ooh. 19.
He is still up.
Wow.
What did you roll for?
Undead Fortitude. When reduced to 0 hit points, it makes a con save. If it passes,
it stays
at one hit point.
Oh, well, that sucks.
The zombie is very resilient.
How many times can it do that in an encounter?
Infinitely.
Infinitely?
Wow. You once to drop them, you have to hit them hard, and
obviously it has more hit points than the other creatures. I don't know. That's
one of you. This guy comes here and starts hacking on the back, trying to get up. No other movement. This guy crits Ricky.
Oof.
Oh, see, you should have saved Ricky.
Ricky's
still
and
not. Here we go. This is Ricky's death save.
Okay.
10. Still alive.
Wow. Ricky's tenacious.
He has 2 failures and 1 success.
Dude,
right
I
now.
Fell like straight down. I didn't move at all.
Yeah,
that was
kind of, you know.
Oh, let me do. Can you do that with my knife with a 20?
Yeah, I wonder if I could do that again.
I wish we
cure wounds on
that. So I missed the shark. So Rogar. I missed Sir Rogar. He has too much AC for me. And Otis. I hit Otis.
Of course you did. Otis over here hitting nothing.
And Otis takes 9 points of damage.
Of course he does.
Not the Guardians, man. Stop playing around and experimenting.
I just want to hit him with a melee attack. That's it. That's all I gotta
Ski.
Do.
Okay. So, shove's a bonus action, right?
No. It is an attack.
It is an attack?
Remember that guy's attacking.
So, Ricky. So I can't give Ricky a potion and attack, right? Or can I? I give Ricky a potion.
Oh, that's what a guy. Wow. There's hope for you yet.
Your redemption arc begins.
Yes.
Your redemption continues. Arc begins.
Redemption
I don't
arc
know.
Continues.
Skeet has been behaving
rather lawfully.
Mostly much more reasonable, other than his calls for vengeance against the Agile Hand is probably his most.
It's almost like he's not acting like himself.
Wait till we get the next town. Mm.
Mm. Agile mm. hand.
Mm.
Mm. Go.
He kept me from trying to kill people, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Very unlike him.
They didn't stop me from sticking a worm down someone's throat, so that's something.
That is true.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you do things to throw people off this end of what's really happening.
My alignment may be changing slightly, but it doesn't mean I'm not chaotic still.
Mm.
Yeah, he's back up. He's like, oh, thank you, mate. There's much less of them. We're winning.
Shut up, Ricky.
Just steer the ship, Ricky.
Steer the ship, Ricky.
Drag up.
After number one. Three.
What? No. We gotta take care of number one over here.
Get advantage on him because he's back. He's engaged with.
No,
I am just going to beat his ass.
I'm gonna try to push him off right now.
It's a six.
It's a six.
He's been pretty successful in killing him.
Plus nine.
Does a pretty sizable amount of damage.
That hit 15. 4, 5, 6, 7 plus 6. 13. Yeah. 13. Come on, please. Yes.
He's good.
See, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
You guys should head to the back of the boat.
Yeah, I want to go after the big guy, to be honest with you.
Head to the back of the boat.
Why? The big guy's in the front of the boat.
Head to the back of the boat.
Okay.
We wanted to...
Are you wanting to get on the boat?
No, head to the back of the boat.
All right.
I should vortex warp him up here so we can use that.
Head to the back of the boat.
Mark has a plan.
Mark has a plan. Head to the back of the boat.
Otis.
Wait, I only have one move. Can I take...
Hey, you move.
I'm going back to the boat.
Oh, wait. Do you have an attack left? You still have an attack left. Too,
advantage on this guy.
Yeah, you still have an attack.
Okay.
You're only taking one attack.
Sneak attack on that guy.
Then sneak attack.
There's no sneak attack.
15 made it.
Yeah.
5, 6,
11.
11 damage to which number?
3.
Okay. You bloody know.
Yeah, you win some of those.
Alright, so what are you doing, Otis?
I'm gonna try to hit him with a melee attack.
Alright. You get advantage. You're flanking him with Drago.
Yeah. Nice.
Come on.
Alright.
You got it.
Hey.
Woohoo!
Hit him finally.
Hit your magic missile thing you were trying to do.
2d8 plus your whatever your bonus is.
Yeah. That is Brian's magic missile back in the day.
I hated that. Never again.
I play wizard.
What was wrong with the magic missile?
Because he used it all the time.
You guys mocked me endlessly about
it. I know, higher level magic missile.
It's like the best three bludgeons, so it's 11.
It is.
Yeah, but they all just made fun of me.
Because he would use it like the weirdest moments.
So by the end game, he would use that when he had some really special stuff.
I'm not done with my attack yet, man.
Okay.
It's like you can snap your finger and just instantly kill it, or you're just going to ping it to the magic missile.
Yeah.
Even though you can launch 5 of them.
I'm gonna hit him with the,
You'd have, like, all those, like, massive spells.
Channel Divinity.
Magic missile. You're like, Brian, you have, like, actual spells.
Okay.
I can cast PTSD. Nuclear Warhead. Nope, I just cast Magic Missile.
So what does the Channel Divinity do?
It's so true.
He fails his throw against
I can't even be mad, because it was so true.
Well, yeah, you killed him. So he is most definitely dead.
Nice.
Good job,
Rock.
Oppenheimer? No,
I'd
rather magic.
I'm just glad I finally hit somebody.
Well, we got fucking George of the Jungle coming up soon.
Calm down.
But Mark's telling us to go back of the boat.
Calm down.
Back of the boat, guys. You gotta get back there. It's because we don't have first class tickets.
Mark just doesn't like Dragonborn.
I don't.
Just this one. I don't mind.
Can't sit here. Back to the boat.
I like Rogar. It's the other one I can't stand. Captain Sea Hag over here.
That's because Rogar is too stupid to.
Yeah.
He's not, though.
Wait a minute.
He has innate intelligence. He's pretty.
He didn't move.
He's pretty dumb.
He's currently holding the boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as the group goes, he's the dumbest of the group. So.
Yeah, he is, but I mean, he's your average
Rogar?
Hick.
Basic.
Well, baby,
Sir Gorgas, sir.
he's the pick your teeth with a sword guy.
load the gun.
Load that gun. Load
the gun.
He makes up for it in other ways.
He does. He is our meat shield.
Fire Calvin. That gun.
All right.
Chomp.
I guess since I don't want to suffer an attack of opportunity, I will attack this guy.
Tail whip him.
But he's not wounded, correct?
No.
So I do not roll with advantage.
It's a 13.
That hits.
That does?
Yeah.
So 2d8 plus, was it 4 or 5?
4. Actually, I kind of like that blue. Can add some more depth.
So 9, 10, 11, so 12.
11. 7, 4.
Okay.
All right, you bloodied that one.
All right, now he's bloody.
Nice job.
Will Spain.
I'm going to vortex warp him with a level 3 spell, 120 feet.
You're what? Moving him again? Nice.
What are you doing?
I was that zombie. I would be pissed.
Yeah, you're just pissed. All right,
here we go. Wait a minute.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you already did it. Nope. Goodbye. 120 feet is...
There. Don't even bother putting him on land. Put him in water. It's harder for him to move in the water.
Oh, okay.
Oh, behind us.
Yeah, put him, like, all the way
so
down.
So then we can continue going forward.
How do you do this?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
You don't
25.
Put him from the back of the boat.
Yeah, it's from the front, so yeah. It'd be...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, that's 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
10. Bye-bye.
That's a good idea.
Well,
you just gotta get everybody to, like, be out of the way. Still.
As long as the boat moves faster than they can walk, or.
Just don't hit the ship.
We have Ricky driving the boat now, so at least he can.
Wait, we can throw Ricky off so he.
Stop trying to throw Ricky off the damn boat.
Ricky as bait.
He didn't do nothing.
Leave Ricky alone.
Ricky, get off our boat.
He's not gonna lose our number.
Ricky, don't lose.
Mark's all over here like,
18. Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so funny. Ricky. Oh, my God. All these songs suck in my head forever.
Oh, no. Ricky's being double teamed. Help him.
No, double team him. Get all three.
What is your thing against Ricky?
Get all three of them off the boat. I'll go over there.
What is your issue with Ricky?
Ricky's a little racist right now, dude.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Why?
I don't appreciate your classism.
He's about to die.
There you go.
Just well, I didn't see his face.
I don't see faces.
It doesn't really need to be crit.
Oh,
he's,
Ricky!
He's a commoner. He's got 4 hit points.
Ricky! No!
I'm just saying, you could use him as bait. We could throw him off. They'll chase
him. Well, now he can. He's killed again.
There you go.
And then the natural one against the shark.
Nothing.
Skeet.
You got a natural one against.
Okay. I'm going to shove number 8.
Okay.
Off. Oh, it's a save, right? I don't have to roll.
Yeah. Actually, you could probably fire the arrow.
Well, if it gets around me, I'm pretty sure one of you guys will be able to take him out. By
number 8.
Thanks, Rocky.
He's off
feel bad for here.
All right. Doink.
Not sure. Because of
now,
his skin color.
I'm going to move over to number 4, and I'm just going to attack him because I can't have sneak attack because Ricky fucking died again. Bastard.
Oh, Ricky.
Why are you mad at Ricky?
I know. Screw Ricky.
Poor guy. Ricky's fault.
That wasted a potion.
We should have called him Kenny. Really.
17.
We did. He only had 4 hit points.
We only had 4 hit points. I wouldn't like
it.
Well, in the process, I'm going to declare him my mark.
Okay.
So I can get 2d6 instead of 1. Wow, 3. 10 damage.
Oh, you don't get you don't get your ability modifier, and that is your dagger you're attacking with.
Oh.
Your main attack was your shove, and then you can use dagger for a bonus.
So
unless you're a monk, you can't use unarmed attacks.
Then it's 6 damage, because I still rolled a 3.
Nice. So. 6 damage on which one?
4.
4.
Eight's in the water.
That is enough to bring him down. The one, but wait.
I know.
Nope, that he needs to roll an 11, so.
Yay!
You were able with that measly blow to land this member's head.
Rogar, go revive Ricky.
Again.
I'm just going to stabilize him, I guess.
Well, he has a lay on hands thing.
Is number 8 in the water?
Yeah, well, yeah. Why waste that? There's no threat to Ricky getting attacked again
right
now. So
well, you never know.
Maybe we're stabilizing.
Should me and Rogar start paddling real quickly so we get the hell out of here?
No, because we still got Duffin in the water.
Yeah. Well,
I still want to kill that big guy.
I could just mess
with him. Well, he's gone.
No, he's not gone.
Yeah, but if we start paddling hard, we all start paddling.
I was gonna grab the back of the boat now.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And then he's gonna kill Ricky again.
Yeah, I told you, let's throw Ricky.
He wasn't able to grab the boat this turn, but if he dashes, he moves faster than the boat.
You want me to put him in the water? I gotta put him on land and do I have to catch up with that way?
I don't know why you guys loaded the fucking weapon and then put him all the way in the back of the ship. It's like you could have just shot him.
Well, you can still turn it around. You can still turn it around.
Right? Drag him.
Okay.
It's like
okay.
A turret.
Pivot.
John, he's still underwater, right?
Yep. Everyone messed up and there was still one guy there, would have turned around and shot that guy. I'm just gonna. Nothing really to do here.
I will admit I missed out on an excellent opportunity to turn into an octopus, but I feel like that would not have been as useful.
I feel like. I'm gonna go back and steer the boat.
I would have a much slower swim speed, which like means that. I don't know if I would be able to keep up with the boat.
20. The piranhas, you could eat the flesh.
Yeah, but I would have had like
pretty good. You're keeping an even keel. You are feeling as you're like keeping it steady. There is drag in the front.
Oh, there's something at the front of the boat, boys.
Why did you have us go in the back of the boat?
There's drag in the front because it got damaged.
Oh.
Well, yeah, he's right.
Hopefully.
I thought you had a plan, Mark.
I did.
Oh, okay.
What was the plan?
Yeah, what was the plan? Because we're all in the back of the boat.
Because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on here, so I said go back there and help those guys.
All right, give me the attack opportunity.
Vortex warp this Shark. Guy over here.
Duffin.
That's what happened.
Oh. I thought there was a bigger plan coming.
That was the big plan.
3.
I blame the shark.
No, it's attack of opportunity.
Well, it's roll another one. You have advantage.
Well,
where does he have advantage?
He's not flanking.
That one's that is the only thing that has not been damaged the entire time.
I thought they hit him once with the bolt.
I hit him once with the bolt.
No,
yeah.
You're not attacking the big guy.
Oh, this one because he moved away from me. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
So, what's your plus to hit?
6.
Right, you missed.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't save
his
bow. You did have to roll for that one.
Yep.
I thought you didn't
go for his
pee-pee.
He didn't make it.
He is not climbing up. He's hanging onto the back of the boat, though.
Cut his hand off, Skeet.
Alright. Does it count as flanking? Because he's...
No. You have to be directly...
Let's go to the guy that's hanging on the boat.
Does it count as a sneak attack? Because he's there.
It would count as a sneak attack.
So I'm going to pull out I'm shifting my mark to him.
Okay.
And then I'm pulling out my crossbow.
I'm going to slap the same zombie that's hanging out of the host.
Yeah, seriously.
And that's 15 plus 6, so.
Yeah. And then
that's probably
going to turn.
The crossbow is...
any paper in front of
you? No, it's not. I never updated it. I still got the short bow on it. What's the damage on the crossbow? Is it D8 or D6? Going to use.
1d8
piercing. It's a standard crossbow, it's not a hand crossbow.
We have 1d8 plus 1 piercing.
146.
Sharkman.
Moving Jeremy's.
We need to start targeting the ship.
Spin the fix that.
Earth turn this way.
Yeah.
No, that. Turn that this way.
It's really, I'm going to start steering the ship back there towards the sword. Yeah, do 1d8.
So is it
plus a normal one, not a hand one?
Yeah, 1d8. Right.
Yep. Okay.
I felt drag.
We're gonna get
so
stuck out here.
I felt drag.
1d8 plus 46.
So
that is going to be 10.
This does have like a cargo area underneath the main deck.
20.
Yeah.
And
What about this one?
It got hit.
Take it on water.
That's my attack
roll. Several times by the big guy. Yeah.
So 25 damage to the big guy.
Oh, we still have that number 8 guy over here. Yep. He's like, he's hanging on. Guy. I mean, I guess.
Why not?
Will Spain.
I pull out of my inventory a spell scroll. Gust of Wind.
Why would you waste that now?
Because the boat is sinking, and it's a sailboat, so
he's,
it has a...
Yeah, he's trying to speed up the boat.
But it doesn't have sails.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Oh, I thought we were, like, using the...
It has row and sails.
Yeah.
Okay. So see, I'm thinking, like, a river raft, like, we're just, like...
It's
kind of like that, but it's got a little sail.
Okay.
It's so if you have a windy day, you can get some oof, and otherwise there's two rows.
All right. Gotcha.
So, unfortunately, the thing's attached to the boat, so it moves with us.
Yes, but that increases your speed.
Yes.
So you will get 5 feet from the edge of the river at the end of the turn.
And that's the end of that story.
The creature is unable to continue climbing as it's trying to take its axe and try to find purchase to pull itself up. Skeet.
All right, that counts as flanking now, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to grab my crossbow, and I'm going to shoot it in the face. All
right.
And I'm switching my hunter's mark to him.
Okay.
So that is a 17 plus
6. That hits. Give me my DC.
Your DC is going to be 3, 4, 5. 7, 9, 12. DC.
Well, that's actually enough to kill it. I, for a second there, I thought you weren't going to kill it because it only has 11. So I need 17.
And you got a 17. 17. So with my dagger, I'm going to stab at it. And that's for a 10. 10
misses.
Yeah.
Swipe the water.
Although, technically, with the sneak attack. Oh, wait, no, it only works if I use my sword, right?
Yeah, you can't use
I get advantage on the second one if I use the sword.
Yeah.
Drago?
Oh, my God. I'm just going to turn over and hack his little...
his hands off?
His hands off that's holding whatever. 19.
That hits?
Jesus Christ, Brad.
I just want this guy dead. 5, 3, plus 6, 6.
It's going to be 14.
12, yeah.
All right.
He's gone.
You take both of his arms off, and the thing just crumbles as it falls back into the water.
Jeez Louise.
And then with the gust of wind this turn, it gets 5 feet from the southern edge of the river. And then the next turn, it beaches itself.
All right, I'm going to go nudge Ricky, wake him up.
Someone's going to have to heal him, or he'll be unconscious for the next hour.
Oh.
You could give him one hit point with lay on hands.
Yeah, lay hands.
He wakes up and he's like,
"We won!
Did we survive?
We did it."
He's like, "I feel 25% better."
That is true.
But now we need you to unload the boat because it's sinking.
Now well, now that you're beached, it's not going to sink, but...
No. Now we have to find some way to get it repaired.
Nah, we'll just walk the rest of the way.
Yeah. 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 We're pretty close.
We're in the middle of the forest, maybe.
Pretty sure
we're not going to get our deposit back on the boat, guys.
We don't have the deposit. We bought it with the company's money.
It was rented with...
Government money.
With government money. With government funds.
Still not going to get the deposit back.
Timberton.
We're just being efficient government employees by wasting money on things.
Yeah, it's all sitting around and watching.
It's like guys who build...
Well, when we get to the next town, we'll tell them where to get the boat.
Well, we should just light it on fire and just continue our arson spree.
Yeah.
It can be continue our arson
spree. So you guys...
We just have this running tally of arson.
And you guys are right around here.
Arson's committed throughout the campaign.
I'm obsessed with fire.
Cities burned.
We had...
Wait, I'm... We're about an arson spree. You just tried to kill cats. Are you becoming a serial killer?
I don't know. If I remember from our map before we left.
I've been kind of nice to everybody else, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can Osman's understand
crossing
it's like
isn't far from here. If we head
due west?
Southeast, west. Southwest, we should hit Ashland's crossing.
Ashland's?
Ashland's?
Yeah, Ashland's.
Crossing. Thank you.
You come up with these names, Johnson.
He has a name generator.
Like an English name generator.
Isn't.
No, I look at the roots of different things that combine the things and then use that.
I just use Seven Sanctum.
To
name generator.
So you guys are heading into the crossing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Animal Crossing.
I'm gonna stay in my shark room the whole time and just walk
on the land.
You do have a speed of 5, but you can't breathe oxygen.
Yes. Yeah, you die instantly.
So you wiggle a little ways down the road and then like just die.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Imagine you couldn't like half form and like.
That would be frightening. Shark body with legs?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like a rat. A rat.
Land shark.
Well, yeah. Like, street sharks.
Yeah, anybody.
Street sharks. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody other than John might get a reference point with Maui.
Shark head. All right, so you guys head into Ashland.
Yes,
Ashland. You can't even say it.
You and your Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe references.
Ashland. As you come in, you see there's a watch post at the edge. This isn't a walled town. It's probably about 1,000 people. So it's one of the larger towns in the valley, and you see at the watch post a group of armed townsfolk, 3 in leather,
uh-oh,
1 in mail. They stand guard at their makeshift watch post. From the looks of it, probably constructed moderately recently. They watch you approach, and looking around, it's about dusk on the second day of your travel. Halt and state your business, strangers. One of the guards looks at the group of you.
I just keep walking by. Kingdom.
Hello, friends.
I just continue to walk by.
We were traveling.
They lower their spears and stand in front of you.
Hello, friends. We were traveling by a riverboat and were attacked by a horde of zombies. They damaged our boat, so we had to run aground, and we are now here to see if we can.
Yeah, it's traveled the Timberfall Forest, that boat?
Yeah, we're on our way to Timberton, so we're trying to find a quicker way to get there.
You know how to get to Timberton?
Yeah, it's just on the other side of the bridge.
All I can tell you is there's been packs of dead skulking near the town for a number of days now. You're lucky you have made it this far.
Well, we are seasoned adventurers here.
But, be careful if Timberton is your final destination. The woods are crawling with the dead.
Oof.
Well, we appreciate your knowledge, and we'd like to kind of pass through. We might stop and stock up on supplies on our way to our next destination.
We just want a drink.
Yeah. Well, possible. We'd also like to salvage our boat.
Yeah, so the boat is kind of like beached probably about 2.5 hours from town.
Yeah.
So. Well, can we at least send word to home base, letting them know where the boat is?
So they could.
I could send.
Because, I mean, half of our supplies are on the damn thing, and we're not going to be able to, like,
I'm thinking it might be a good idea to long rest here.
Point this to your nearest tavern and hotel and inn.
If you don't mind.
It's like, well, we have 2 in town. We have the Old Bridge Inn right next to the crossing at the far side, at the green. Or if you prefer, there's the Green Apple on the other side of the square. I prefer the Old Bridge myself.
Well, with your suggestion, we shall head towards the crossing.
So before we long rest for the day, I want to cast Goodberry and pass him around to the group.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Goodberry?
How's that? I don't want your Dingleberry.
So, a druid can use a spell.
You're drooling? What is that? Jeez.
Careful hanging out of your mouth.
I'm just drooling.
I'm going to goodberry for you.
I'm going to dingleberry for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come get some goodberries.
I'm just going to.
Where are you, white woman, at?
So, he has. That's Roger. He has berries. He can make 10 of them with each casting a spell.
Yeah.
And you eat them, you get one hit point, and it provides you enough nourishment for food wise for an a day's worth of ration.
Okay. Nice. Thanks. Thanks, bro.
Instead of sending word about the dumb boat that I don't care about,
it also has all of our provisions on it, which we should care about.
We took them. Didn't we take most of them?
You can't carry that many provisions.
Well, it depends on how much stuff you took.
Yeah,
you don't bring that much stuff, do you? About 200 pounds.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot.
Throw it on Rogar, we'll be fine. Between Rogar and Drago, they can carry it for us.
My good erotic fiction is on board.
Because my thought I just had was, couldn't I use sending to reach out to Karen?
Well, that's what I was hinting at.
Well, no, you can't because you don't know where he is, right?
It doesn't matter. I can send it anywhere as long as I'm familiar with it.
You could try sending it. Sending don't.
Why don't you do that before we got on the boat?
Because I didn't think about it until just now.
You can, anyone you're familiar with, you can send a message into their mind.
And they can respond back.
Ooh. Or they're going to be like, am I going crazy? Why am I hearing this strange voice?
No, it recognizes my voice.
The only response he gets back are zombie noises.
He's like,
brain.
He's like,
who is this? Then at least know what's going on.
So, are you going to use a...
Yeah.
Right.
What do you want to send to him?
You got 25 words. Where are you, bro?
Like a tweet.
Are you alive and where are you at?
Boat destroyed.
Who's your dad doing with this dude?
He won't care. Kern won't care. Kern won't
arson care. Rampant.
Zombie apocalypse.
Not our fault.
We're sending to Kern, not to Cadman.
Not our fault,
ask him,
swear.
Ask him if he's alive and where he is. Well,
do you know who we're sending this to?
Boat crash, stop.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care.
At Timber,
Kern doesn't care.
At Timbertown, stop.
Are you okay? Where are you?
Who's your daddy? What does he do?
Oh my god.
Were you captured? What path did you travel?
Alright, what is okay? So I'm just gonna, not sending this, just thinking up. We've been told you are missing. Any information on where you are?
Well, you could just say where you are.
We are heading to Howl's Mountain by way of Timberton.
You could cut out the beginning part. It says he's going to be like, I'm not missing.
The message is fine. Just send him the message.
Why? You get the message?
You should have let us ride you.
Well, I wasn't there for that.
Yeah.
You get a response a few moments later that says, hurry to Timberton. We need you.
So I then pass it on to you guys.
Thanks.
Short rest? Or?
I think we long rest. Then we're fully up in operation.
I mean, I didn't use anything.
It's not really good. It's not really
well, some of us who have spells that did use
them. Yeah, well, whatever.
Rogar says that while he's sitting with like almost no spells left.
Yeah.
New number, who this?
Yeah, and Otis has like no hit points left.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right first. It's
like, let's just head on out, guys. All right,
into the horde of undead.
Yeah,
let's find an inn/tavern.
We already going to the.
I need a few drinks.
The crossing.
Yep, same here.
So you go into the Old Bridge Inn?
Yes.
Yep.
Ballsack Hotel.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
What? It's the Ballsack Hotel. It's going to smoke ballsacks after we sleep there.
Okay.
How's
am I wrong? Yeah.
So it's a stone structure, because it's right next to the main bridge that goes over, which is a stone bridge. You see that at one point, the stone bridge was probably destroyed because the middle section of it has been replaced with wood. The stone that is there looks like the main structures surrounding the square, all the stone structures. They are all appear to be of dwarven architecture. And you see right next, like I said, right next to the bridge is a large stone
bridge, and you can see that there is a pretty decent amount of activity by the noise and the light coming out of the windows.
All right.
Seduce a barman?
I just go up to the bartender. I say, give me your strongest. It's been a hell of a couple of days.
All right, you come in. You see there's a decent amount of people. There's a little shush as you guys come in. Some of you guys look pretty drastic. There's not a lot of Dragonborn here. There's no Gith. There's no Ratmen.
No dwarves?
No, there's dwarves here.
Okay.
Me and you are probably the only two that look the most normal out of everybody. So
that's a sin.
Isn't it though?
You
a dwarf and a changeling who looks like human most, like 99% of the time.
You go to the proprietor who looks like a well-to-do halfling. And he looks, I haven't met you before.
We're just passing through.
We're travelers. We ran into an altercation with undead on the river.
Oh, the river? The hell travels on the river through the forest.
Well, we didn't know about that. So,
Normally you don't have to deal with the dead. Normally you have to deal with the orcs.
Do we still have Ricky with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, so Ricky's with us too.
I'm not Ricky to die with the ship.
Ricky, you stay here and die. Again.
I didn't want to go there. I told them not to keep going, but they kept.
I buy Ricky a drink and I pat him on the back, but I do it a little too hard.
He just dies again. My one hit point, no!
Why me?
I buy Ricky a drink. I buy a round for the rest of the guys.
Alright, you guys. They pour you some drinks.
I raise my cup to you for buying the round.
Yeah. Thanks.
And he goes over to other people, and he's passing out drinks, him and his family member, another halfling.
I'd like to get some rooms for the night.
He comes back over, and he's like, did that say you're looking for rooms?
Yes, please.
Yes.
We need at least.
We have nice private rooms here. Some gold pieces apiece.
We'll take 7 of your finest rooms.
6.
Well, there's Ricky.
Oh,
too.
Tell me,
Ricky. You got Ricky in the room with it. You can knock yourself out.
Fuck Ricky.
What are you doing with your time? It's your business.
Hey, you know me. I like other men in my room.
Yeah, Ricky. Don't lose my number.
Seven rooms. He calls out. He's like, get the second
rooms,
floor
right?
Prepped. We got business tonight. He's like, we'll get them linens nice and shiny white for you. How long are you expecting to stay in town?
Just a night. We're passing through on our way to Timberton.
He's kind of like, his expression goes a little interesting. We'll have to chat later on that.
All right.
And he heads off to deal with some other patrons. Alright, so you guys.
What's the barkeep's name?
Kellen. Like I said, you guys came in dusk. As night settles, most of the people here are regulars. There's not a lot of travel going. Like I said, that guard post, watch post you went by, looks like it was built probably in the last few days.
Hmm.
So as people filter back into their houses, there's a few people that are staying here. As they're going, the door opens. And you see a tall, balding man, about 50, and a younger-looking, capable-looking swordswoman walk in. And Kellen's like, all right, folks, everyone to the rooms and go home. And they kind of usher up to the stairs to the other rooms, or some of them head out of the town.
We start to get up like we're heading to our rooms?
I don't.
The other two come over to you guys. It's like, please stay.
Oh, okay.
My name is Alexander Fitch, and I am the town speaker of Anselm's Crossing. And this is our guard, Catherine Sorena. And you've already met Kellen, who is a member of the town council. And I'll get right to the point. We're in a lot of trouble.
What's the other lady's name?
Serena.
Alexander Fitch. What's his position?
Town speaker.
Okay.
And I was hoping I could persuade you to help us out. since Kellen told us that your plan was to end up at the Timberton.
It is our plan to end up at Timberton, but
we do have some,
do have urgent business.
Some pressing business in Timberton.
We have a colleague that headed there before us.
Yeah, ever.
And has not returned.
Yeah. Well, we have word that he might need our assistance.
Most people would think could be overpowered easily.
Yes.
Powerful friends. Then you might be the people we're looking for. We, as you probably know, we've been dealing with issues of the dead coming out of the forest in larger numbers than we've ever encountered. And about a week ago, we missed a lumber shipment from Timberton. Our Baron, Koslak, sent his son and about a dozen of his men-at-arms up to Timberton, and they never returned. And to complicate things, at the same time, we currently, the reason why we meet here instead of the town hall, a group traveling south from the Imperium, from Zakadin, is installed themselves in our town hall and assume control.
That wouldn't take us very long, would it?
Well, I mean, actually, aren't we same team now? We're same team now.
I finish up my drink, and I,
what?
I
ask, where are these people from?
The Caden.
The Caden?
Yeah.
No.
Right up here.
Enderin. We're Enderin. Imperium is not...
And what were they, like, the group
they're
of what?
They're the Imperium. Yeah. That's an Imperial fortress city.
So I finish up my...
a fraction... Depending on its mobilization, there is up to a legion of Imperial soldiers stationed there. They basically keep an eye on the Eastern Front and basically are...
Like the wall?
They're in charge of making sure the former nation of Endurin ever tries to break free of the Imperium province. This valley is technically a province of the Imperium.
They kill them in their sleep.
So I asked them, what are they planning to offer us?
We need to...
Well, the question is, first. The question we have is, why are they here, first off?
Well, I want to know what they're going to offer us first.
Have the, well, what have these Imperials from Rever said why they're here? Like, did they just come in and just take over just because, or do they have a reason behind there? Should they be back at their base?
Lord Dezo, who is in command, has... seems untroubled. He has mentioned they came here less than a week before the troubles occurred. He has come down with concerning business from the Imperium, from the Valley. Supposedly he has heard that some of their agents in the Valley are missing. And they are also worried about the actions of us proclaiming an heir to the defunct nation of Endurin. He has promised us that he will handle the undead, as he has sent word back to mobilize the Legion and march them down into the valley.
We could leave them alone so that these people... stay safe.
Yeah, so why would you want us to...
Yeah, what do you need us to do?
Yeah, I mean, if they're trying to help out you guys out with the undead problem, why is that an issue?
Mr. Fitch nods, he goes, yes, the Legion would assuredly be able to deal with this threat. That I have no doubt. But the captain, he looks over to Serena, is unsure of the timetable of their arrival. And Serena laughs at that and says, well, the speaker is too afraid to state the obvious. The Legion comes down to the Vale. When will they leave? And especially with all the nonsense to the east with the air, why are they going to leave? Until they are assured that they are retaining control of this province.
In what province does the town wish to be a part of?
Or we're all what, part what? Of the province.
Well, I should say, so
there's no.
I guess the way to word it is. Is the town
what
for,
do the locals
is
think?
Is the town for Endurin or is the town for the Imperium?
We're Endurance. We don't. We, it's one thing to be a province of the Imperium and have to pay our taxes, but we don't want Imperial in our cities.
So we actually don't know what the threat is in Tiptonet.
We think.
What about you?
Our idea is if we can get you, who obviously are quite able individuals, having gotten here and destroyed a pack of these undead, you can go outside their authority, solve the problem, then there won't be any reason for the Legion to come in the first place.
As far as we're concerned, they have no authority here.
Serena just says, I think it's better to ask forgiveness, as they say.
I stand up and I say, well, as the golden scales of Endurin, I feel like it should be our responsibility to weed out this threat for you.
I think we should do it.
All right, let's do it.
At some point, you might find a clue as to what happened to Curran. I won't mind having Curran. The Imperials owe us
slight delay. Need to go tackle undead for a province. We will be there.
Yeah, you don't want to leave the undead unchecked for too long.
Don't even give them a reason.
Just give them a reason. Just give them a slight delay. We got held up.
Actually, I would give him a message but ask him, what is the threat?
He said, come to Timberton. We need you.
Yeah.
Who's we? He was by himself.
That's all of the
There's apparently a we now.
Send
a new message. How does Boo Dragon get caught?
We? Who is this we? Also, with the Imperium so close, and us agents of Endurin, well, man, seems like we got a real Yankees versus Red Sox situation going on. Thank you very much for listening to Dungenetics. We can be reached at Dungenetics on all things. That's Instagram, Facebook page. We don't really have the website, but we have a video game. That's right, D&D The Lost Chapters by Dungenetics. Provided by John, you encourage him enough, he will make another one. The music that you are currently listening to is provided by Virus of Ideals. I've seen them live. They rule. The music at the beginning of the episode provided by Kellen. That's right, Kellen. It's the same name as the bartender in this episode. Coincidence? Don't know. The blips and blops that you've heard during the episode can be found at freesound.org. And remember, adventurers, each inside every one of you is an adventurer trying to get out. You don't know it yet. You need to make that time. But the ability to in the spectral space of imagination with a collective group of others just very well be the one true saving point between damnation and excellence. Party on.